The best way to achieve something is just to do it. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with Instant Inspiration. The best way to achieve anything, the best way to achieve something, is just to do it. Now, what does that mean, just to do it? What does that mean, just to do it? The best way to achieve something is just to do it. The best way to achieve something, whatever it is we have in life. Now, if you will do the most difficult task first, then the rest of the tasks are easy. If you will go and accomplish whatever must be accomplished and not worry about it, it's done. They say that you ask a busy person to do something and he'll tell you how busy he is, and that's not correct. He hasn't time to talk about how busy he is. You ask a busy person to do something, they'll say, well, you do this here, this here, this here, this is how you do it, now go do it. Yeah. He'll tell you right away, get you off his back. He doesn't want to think that you're going to be coming up to him later asking for information on how to do something. He just does it immediately. He doesn't wait, because, I mean, you've already bugged him. You've already gotten on his back in the process there. Like this morning, I was typing up this very special letter, and you didn't bring it up. This very special letter to one of our people, and had a number of interruptions, and people were asking me questions while I was doing it, and I was in a flow of answering this person, speaking to this person mentally, having him in my consciousness, and speaking to the type of person he is. And the letter went very well, but there was a few little scratches in it where people were bothering in there and doing something. But again, you just ask a person and they do it. Just ask yourself and do it. Now, Ellen said she'd like to write this letter, and so she showed me a copy of it, and I said, okay, good. And then she said, now, what suggestions do you have? I said, well, don't ask me that. If it's your letter, send it. But if you want me to write a letter how I'd write it, then give it to me and I'll write it. So I wrote the letter, and Ellen says, yeah, that's a different type of letter, and that's a good letter. So, you see, she asked me, and I just did it, right?
Yes.
And that's what we all want to do. If anybody comes in and asks a question, just do it. Because remember, if you don't take care of it immediately when you're asked, then you got it on the back of your mind, if not on the front of your mind. And all the while you're doing other things, you're thinking, now, how could I have answered that? How could I answer that? And what you want to say is, I do answer it, so forth, right away, immediately, when the question's asked. And this is true for kids, too. Now, what does it mean, the best way to achieve something is just to do it? But if you want to write a book, you just do it. You don't say, oh, so many chapters, so much this. What do you want to write a book about? You want to write a book about people? You want to write a book about activities? You want to write a book about tennis, golf, or whatever? As I talked to Christina Nussbaum, one of our wonderful students over in Switzerland, I said to her, hey, write a book about the subject that you would like to learn. Write a book about the area of being an interior decorator. Write a book about children. And she says she loves children. She loves to be with children. Well, write a book about children, how children con their parents into doing things, you know. And I said, use your two friends to assist you. Use your two friends to assist you. Now, who are the two friends?
Children.
Crackle Cree and Crackle Craw.
Crackle Craw, children.
Yes, they're children, that's right. They are hand puppets that she has, which are her special hand puppets. And so, Crackle Cree and Crackle Craw. All she has to do is put Crackle Cree and Crackle Craw on her hands, and immediately she goes into the wonderful imaginative concepts and just flows. Well, how could she write on the typewriter? Well, she's going to do that. They have new systems on the typewriter now. It's called voice activated, and it will put down whatever you say. But aside from that, if what she has to say is any good, she will just have Crackle Cree and Crackle Craw say it, and then she will type it up. Then she will write it down on her computer. She will just listen to it, and that's called what? When you take something from a computer, from
transcribing,
that's right. And is transcribing so difficult? It's a little bother, but it's not difficult. But you see, do it. Just do it. And I told her, if she did that, and she loved interior decorating, she'd go down to an interior decorator and say, how do interior decorators do this? How do interior decorators do that? How do interior decorators think? How do interior decorators handle clients who are kind of funny to handle, you know? They have crazy ideas of what they want, and it's not in the book, you know. There's no way you can figure it out. How do you handle that? And so, as she sits there, she absorbs all these things. She could write it down if she wants. She could put it on tape if she wants. But then, when she's done, she goes immediately to her studio, her home, or wherever, and she sits there, and she says, "Okay, Crackle Cree and Crackle Craw, what did you experience today?" "Well, what I experienced today was a lot of garbage, you know. They were just talking about things that everybody knows already, but there's nothing really getting to the heart of the matter." Well, Cracker Craw said, "Well, what do you mean to the heart of the matter?" Well, Cracker Craw said, "Well, the heart of the matter is this. What do the people want? Not what do the interior decorators want, but what do the people want? The interior decorators are mostly interested in what they want because they got that material on hand and they know places where they can buy fabric at a benefit for their own self to have upgrade on their commission and stuff like that. And so they do." Well, Crackle Craw, that's not very nice to say that about the interior decorator. "Well, I'm not saying about interior decorators. I'm saying about the people who are interior decorators." "Well, that's the same thing, Crackle Craw. Well, really, I think that if the people who are interior decorators would just listen to the people who come in and ask them about interior decorating, they might learn a great deal." "Oh, how could that be? I mean, the people come there because they don't know." "No, they come there because they want to have somebody guide them through the program of interior decorating the interior of their home. So, well, what would the people say that would help the interior decorator guide them?" "Well, first thing, the people would appear. And you look at the people and you say, casual people, you know. They like to have sporty clothes on. They leave their shirt unbuttoned, you know. They don't wear any socks in their shoes. You know, you get all sorts of interesting images. And then you look out at their car. Wow. You know, a great big Dusseldorf or whatever, what do you call it? A great big Bentley or Jaguar or something. Wow, they can afford it." "Yes, they can afford it, but it's not the car they're talking about. It's their house. The car is not going to be sitting in the living room. Perhaps they'd like to, but it won't be sitting in the living room. It's going to be in the garage. Now, what are you going to do with the house?" "Well, obviously they like class in the cars. And obviously they think that I have a beautiful picture of a Jaguar that I make a nice wall hanging for one wall. It's done with knitted stuff like, you know, the carpets are made out of, you know. But it's the fabric knitted right in there, the picture knitted right in. It would look great on a wall." "Well, it could look great on the floor, too." "Yeah, well, I got another one for the floor." "You see, they like to scuba dive. And so I was thinking that one carpet for one floor in their family room would be a great big ocean. And it would be inviting to just almost want to dive in there and go scuba diving. And perhaps I would make it out of a transparent glass that you could look right through. And below it, I would have dug into the floor below a fish tank that would have fish from the ocean. And downstairs, you can see them straight on. And upstairs, you look down and you see the fish there. Sharks and all that sort of stuff." "Well, hey, Crackle Creep, are you writing all these things down? Those are great ideas, you know. Now, what else did you come up with, Crackle Craw?" "Well, I came up with the thought that since they are people who like to entertain, and they have good taste, and they are quality people, we don't make a bar for them of liquors, we make a bar of fruit. And so their fruit bar, where they serve their fruit drinks and where they serve their special little
cocktails.
Well, that, no, they don't use the word cocktail. Fruit cocktail, perhaps, but even that's the wrong word. A fruit cocktail is fruit in a cup. And what you mean is a cocktail of fruit juice."
"Yeah."
"Okay, and so you got to be specific." Crackle Craw, that wasn't nice to say that to her. She was just trying to be helpful. "I know, but I like to pick on her. Well, crackle crawl, that's not very nice. Excuse me, Ellen, I didn't mean to pick on you too bad like that. I'm Crackle Cree, you know that. But I do great things. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You can give me a hug anytime, you know.
Yeah.
And so, you see, if Crackle Cree and Crackle Crawl talk to her like that, she'll come up with ideas that are just unbelievable. And she'll wonder, where did I get those ideas? Well, she didn't. Crackle Cree and Crackle Crawl got them, you know. And this is what the fun is of just doing it. And if she will just sit down, wouldn't she have fun doing that? My goodness sake, she would just have a ball. And would she not have come up with some fantastic ideas? And I told her, once you come up with it, print it out on a color printer, you know, and take it to a interior decorator that you have interviewed with and talked with, and show it to them and say, here's a little story that's kind of cute, you know. Two friends of mine wrote it. And they'll say, oh, really? Who is that? Crackle Cree and Crackle Craw. Well, who in the world are they? Oh, just read the story, you know. And she had Crackle Cree and Crackle Craw tell the story of her life, too. And it was the most charming thing you could ever imagine. Did we have that in the gist? If we didn't, we should have. But it was just great. Now, see, those
but
are...
I have it perhaps in her file.
Yeah, that's good, in her file. Let's get it out. In fact, that'd be good to unearth. Those are nice little shoes you got there. Where'd you pick them up? Very nice. So, Crackle Cree and Crackle Claw, they say great things. Now, I'm crunching on a piece of candy, a throat lozenge, and Rex is sitting on the other side of the room, and he heard the crunch, and he thought, what about me? Isn't that what you thought? He lifted up his head and gave me his full attention. Very good, isn't it, Rex? Just don't forget, Rex, I gave you a whole piece of turkey this noon. Yes, I did. I gave you a whole piece of turkey. Yes. Some things I get, some things you don't. Well, just do it. Just do it. And that's the way to live. And when you just do it, you have miracles happening in your life all the time because you're being yourself and you're having fun. Now, perhaps you don't have a Crackle Cree and a Crackle Craw in your life, but you can. Go down to your local pet store where they have hand puppets. And look at the variety. We found over 500 hand puppets at one store, and we bought 30 of them, maybe 50. And we have them right now. And when we have groups together, we oftentimes use them. And I take them sometimes to seminars, and then I forget to use them. But the little animals talking in seminars are just effective as can be. You've got everyone's total attention as these two little critters are talking. Sometimes it's even three, but it's a lot of fun. So just do it. Just do it. And, Ingeborg, when are you going to write something fantastic for us, huh? Just do it.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. She took a big breath. Yes. Well, just do it, right? And what is it going to say? What are you going to say in there?
How I am in a ball of soap, and in this ball has special material, and I can go up in the sky, up to the stars, and talk to the stars, and come also down.
Well, that's an interesting concept. I haven't heard that before. Now, when is it going to be ready for publication?
I have to just put it on paper.
Well, then put it on paper, baby. Let's see what it is. I think that's just great, don't you?
Yes.
Who knows what you're going to come up with? Now, if you don't want me to polish it, then work on it yourself and do it nicely. But if you want me to polish it, that helps speed it up a little bit. So you be the judge. I must say, anything in our publication is always touched by me, if not polished. So it always says our philosophy. And I don't have any worry about you. You'll say our philosophy. Just do it. Ellen, what are you going to do?
I'm going to have a cruise ship which...
Oh, this is your story?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Which goes even under the water.
Oh, so, I see.
Yeah. And so it's... I can have fun with seeing the fish and just having an aquarium around me.
Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah. And I'm having fun with my big, huge cruise ship.
Terrific. Okay. And Douglas, what are you going to start creatively producing that is going to reflect the depth of your character and the magnificence of your being and just things like that.
Well, you know what? I think I can get rich quick on those hand puppets, you know, put on a little show, charge people. You know, they do that.
Oh, yeah,
people
yeah.
People pay big money to
Let's see a show first. We will show you the hand puppets, and you can select several to use, and then we will hear how they sound.
I will show you this afternoon.
Okay. Very good. Well, this is called Just Do. The best way to achieve something is just to do it. Thank you for being with us and sharing this moment of just doing it, because we always have a lot of fun. I love you. I love you. I love you.